basically everything you see is as new as a almost 100-year-old building can be. One of the things that we did save is the tin ceiling.
Elwood is a town of 700 people in south-central Nebraska. Charlotte Schwenninger gives me a tour of the town's new cooperative grocery store.
I get very emotional almost every time I'm in here because I'm just so happy to have this store. And I think it's something that we're going to be proud of for a long time.
The store is an example of how the cooperative, or co-op, business model is being adapted in rural communities.
There's this variety, like you said, the grocery stores, and then there's the worker co-ops, and ag co-ops, and marketing co-ops, and credit unions are cooperatives. Typically, the bottom line is that it's member-owned, member-controlled, member-benefited.
Co-ops are businesses owned by community members who pay a membership fee and in return receive financial benefits and voting power, she says. They've been around in the U.S. since 1752, mostly in agriculture. Today, one-third of the nation's top 100 largest cooperatives can be found in the five-state region of Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In 1993, 848 ag-related cooperatives operated in the region. By 2007, that number had been cut almost in half.
What has happened is cooperatives have converged to make them competitive in the world market.
That's Ed Wobble with the Nebraska Cooperative Council. He shows me a map of ag co-ops in Nebraska, and it's covered with what look like neurons or maybe fireworks, central dots showing the co-op's headquarters with lines that stretch outward in every direction to indicate local branches. The 39 co-ops that belong to the council operate in 352 locations. But as ag co-ops have gone global, other hyper-local co-ops, like the Elwood Grocery Store, have been springing up in greater numbers as rural populations age.
Hi, Marwood.
Hi. Can we get something?
Take Wallback, a bedroom community in north-central Nebraska who gave the co-op model a try when the town grocery store announced it was closing.
We had high hopes for it.
That's Mina Sprague, one of the founding members of Frogs, or First Rural Organic Grocery Store. The co-op opened in January of 2011. Earlier this year, it shut down.
And we're sad, but it's kind of a relief not to have to worry about who's working and who's covering the store.
Frogs succumbed to two big challenges common to retail co-ops, especially in small towns and rural areas. Their plan relied heavily on volunteerism, but as the town's initial enthusiasm slowly died off, the board members found themselves putting in more and more hours. There was also the issue of competition with stores in surrounding communities, says fellow board member Dave Sprague. In particular, a city 40 miles south, where much of Wallback's population already travels for work.
And once you're down there for 8 hours, well, you might as well shop there. And we cannot compete with Walmart.
Back in Elwood, Schwenninger says they tried to break habits of shopping in nearby, bigger Lexington by focusing on the economic benefits to the local community.
If they spend money in Elwood, it, 54 cents out of every dollar stays in town. If we shop in Lexington, 15 cents out of every dollar stays in Lexington, and none of it comes to Elwood.
Additionally, Schwenninger says since the cost and risk of buying and remodeling the store was spread across a wide group of people, the rewards will be spread across the community too.
Because we were pooling money, we were able to do it right. That's kind of what the beauty of a cooperative in a small town is.
The Elwood Co-op has only been open a few months, and there are still challenges. But Schwenninger says she has faith the community will work together to make it successful. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hilary Stose-Krause.